It's time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share, a comment you'd like to make, or just a question you'd like to pose. We have heard from a number of you this week, and we're going to start the program off with our communications with our intrepid school reporters. We're starting this week with Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class from the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Haley Seichman. This is our phonology report for Tuesday, November 8, 2016. My class took one last trip to the school forest last Friday, and we collected rocks and minerals like granite, quartz, basalt, and jasper. Then we built fires at the campground, and some kids said it was the best day of school they've had so far this year. Gabby reports a pack of wolves that howl every night behind her house, and her mom told her they are gray wolves. She likes the sound of wolves howling, but they make her feel chilly too. Some of the kids in my class report hearing eagles whistling in the trees around them while they were deer hunting last weekend. Sophie's dad shot a deer and noticed how strange it looked with its tongue sticking out, and also how the steam came off its body as her grandpa skinned it. Alex shot at a four-pointer and missed. I observed wolf tracks leading to my dad's deer stand. I spent a lot of time in the deer stand playing peekaboo with a red squirrel. The skies over Virginia were filled with ring-billed gulls last Thursday. We saw hundreds of them on a hike near Silver Lake. Chloe told the class that the warm weather over the weekend seemed strange to her. Nathan watched a grouse slowly walk down the driveway in front of the car, and he thinks it must know that it's not in much danger from hunters during deer season. Mackenzie has observed millions of flies outside of her house on the windows. Then they mysteriously disappear and then reappear the next day. Her mom tries to swat at them, but they're just too fast, and they mess up the windows when she connects. That's our report for this week. Thank you and goodbye.
Nice job, Haley. Well done. I have noticed a lot of those flies myself, and I think they are the cluster flies. I should look into that, do a little research. I was looking at them yesterday up at the spruce site, and you're right. They come out during the day when the sun is shining, and then at night or when things are a little cooler, they disappear, and they crawl into little cracks, and they hide out, and then reemerge when things warm up again. So I suspect those flies will probably be there for quite some time. We may not be rid of them until next spring.